We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelik Beis, Hilchos Bechor Behema Tohera, Halacha Dalid, and we're in middle of paragraph Chaf Zayin or Chaf Ches. Unfortunately, in our Likutei Halachos, it goes from paragraph Chaf Zayin to Chaf Tes. So where we're starting from now might be paragraph Chaf Ches. It begins on page 470 in our Likutei Halachos, the right-hand column, in middle, from the words Ukvar Amarti Bozeh. And this is one of those places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal gets very personal. He's talking to us like he's talking to a close friend. Ukvar Amarti Bozeh Divrei Tzachos Lekama Bnei Hanurim Horoitzim Lehiskarev Lashem Yisborach. Rav Nosson Zal says, I already spoke regarding this issue. I already said sort of a joke to some of the young guys who want to come close to Hashem. Val piroiv noiflim bedaitom aydei inyan anal. And in many cases, many of them end up falling spiritually because of what we mentioned just before, meaning Machmas sheshoimim oiroyim besforim kidoshim kamo he machmirim oid al pigam kolshu, because these young whippersnappers have heard either in shiurim, they've heard somebody say in a shiur, or they read in a sefer where it speaks about the incredible severity of the slightest pigam. If a Jew has a bad thought, an illicit kind of thought, chas v'shalom, or if a person says the slightest thing wrong, that the punishments that are prescribed in the Torah in certain places, and especially in Sifrei Musar, are very, very severe. So many of these young people read this, they hear it, and they realize that they're far from perfection, and they say, hold on a second, if this is the deal, then I'm not even in the ballpark. You know, this then I can't even conceive of coming into the ring. So Rav Nosson Zal says, V'amarti lohem, I said to them, Teidu, you should know, Shekol ma shekosh kosuv b'sefer reishis chochma kodesh u'beshar sifrei musar inyone kedusha v'tahara gedoyla, that everything that's written in the sefer reishis chochma, reishis chochma is a very famous musar sefer that was written by a student of Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Ramak. Reb Eliyahu Dividash, I think is his name, a tremendous tzaddik who wrote the Sefer Reishis Chochma, which covers just about all the topics that a person would need to know related to respect for Hashem and love for Hashem, related to how to treat your fellow man. And he quotes just about every Gemara, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Zohar HaKadosh, Medroshim. It's done incredibly, you know, to really give you a big, big, clear picture about every single one of these topics in serving Hashem. However, when he discusses punishments and penalties that are discussed in the Torah, he doesn't pull any punches. He writes it, you know, very clearly, quoting the Zohar HaKadosh about the different levels of Gehenim and the different types of suffering. And unfortunately, there are people who learn this and get turned off by it or get pushed away by it because it's just too much. It's so severe in the Sefer Reishis Chochma and other Sifrei Musar where they talk about holiness and purity. So Rav Nosson Zal says, I told these young men, Ein hakavona she'atem loitiyu anoshim ksheirim. The rabbis who wrote this book, their intention wasn't to make you non-religious. Their intention wasn't to get you guys to leave Yiddishkeit. But rather, their intention in writing all of this was to help you become more religious or more religious. Hainu, meaning, their intention in writing what they're writing is to bring close, not to push away, not to reject people. Shemazhirin es Yisrael, sheyisrachku afilu mipigam kolshu, whereby in these forum they're warning the Jewish people to be careful to watch out even from the slightest sin. Not even the slightest sin, but the slightest pigam, even a drop of a sin. Why? ki bevadai kach roi sheyisnaig ish Yisraeli. Because obviously, this is the right way for a Jew to conduct themselves. Lefi oitzem kidushosoi misharoshoi. Based on how holy a Jewish soul is from its place of origin, that it comes from the throne of Hashem, and it comes from even higher places. So a Jewish soul in its origin is such an incredible holy thing that of course you have to be careful not to get the tiniest stain on it. And even the tiniest stain would be a terrible, terrible thing, you know, on such a white garment, you know, the Jewish soul. Aval, however, afal pikein, despite that reality, that it's true that the Jewish soul is so holy, and the slightest mistake is a defect, and it could be a stain, a permanent stain for eternity, and it's a terrible, despite that, ein kavanosum chas v'shalom, the intention of the authors of these svarim is not to say that a Jew who didn't pass these tests, a Jew who didn't withstand the temptation, and he made mistakes, he messed up in the different ways that he messed up, he should therefore leave, he should leave Yiddishkeit, he should leave the shul, and he should think even worse of himself. You know, it should make things even worse for him. That's not the intention of these svarim. That's not what they're looking to accomplish. Because King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, has already warned us, Al Tirsha Harbe. You're a Russia, you've done bad things, don't be more of a Russia. Don't get worse. Al Tirsha Harbe. Don't be very Russia. You know, Kemay Sham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Mi she'ochal shum. If a person ate garlic, v'reichoi noidev, and he has a very bad odor coming from his mouth, people can't stand right near him, yachzer v'yochal shum, what should he do? He should go eat more garlic? Obviously not. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing, when you're looking at these Sifrei Musar, and they're talking in very dramatic terms about how serious a mistake it is, and how terrible a tragedy is when a Jew commits a sin, even in thought, let's say, or in speech, anything like that, their intention isn't to give you a final kick to knock you off the cliff, you know, to make sure you forfeit your membership to the Jewish people, you quit the Jewish nation, go convert to find something easier. That's not their intention. That's not why they wrote it, obviously, right? Ukvar mevura bedivrei admorzal kamo toirois the kamo sichois yekorois gedoilois venoirois alze. And in our rabbi's words, in Rabbeinu Zal's svarim, there are many places where he discusses this problem. He discusses this issue. Eich tzorich hodom lahachyos esatzmoi ulechazik esatzmoi b'chol eis tomid yiech sheyeh. How a Jew always has to encourage himself and strengthen himself and hang in there and not quit, not leave, not look down upon yourself, not judge yourself negatively. All of this Rabbeinu Zal discusses in many places, and he has incredible, awesome discussions about this. V'haklal, therefore, Rabbeinu Nosson Zal says, to sum all of this up, the main thing is, shebechol divrei Torah, b'chol dibur v'dibur, v'chol inyin v'inyin, yesh boi b'chinas tzadikim yelchu bom, u'poishim yukoshlo bom. That in every item of Torah that you study, every word of Torah, every topic of Torah, you can take it the right way, or you can take it the wrong way. There's the concept of tzadikim yelchu bom, righteous people will learn that piece of Torah, and they'll find a way to help themselves with it, to improve themselves with it. And there's the upoishim yikoshlubam. Posheya is the worst type of sinner, a sinner who's committing sins intentionally, spitefully. The posheya yikoshlubam will stumble in the words of Torah. He'll take the words of the Torah and use it as an excuse to be worse, or to gratify himself, or to be stronger in his commitment to go against Hashem, chas v'shalom. He'll get it from the Torah, chas v'shalom. Bechina, says the Gemara, says, Zocho nasa loy samchayim, loy zocho nasa loy samoves. If a person is privileged, then the Torah serves as a medicine, an elixir of life for them. And if the person goes the wrong way, then the Torah serves as a deadly poison to them, chas v'shalom. V'alkein, and therefore, tzrichin li zoher ma'oid. A Jew has to be very careful, sheloy lekabel hayira v'hamusar l'ro chas v'shalom. Not to take the words of reprimand and these terrifying words that are found in Sfarim that scare people, not to take it the wrong way, but rather only to take it in a positive, constructive way. Shemeoitzim hayira, that as a result of the fear that they're filling you with, yechazek esatzmoy, the person will use that as energy to energize his batteries, lekayim divrei Rabbeinu Zal, to fulfill the words of Rabbeinu Zal, shehiz hirono, who warned us, lehamin bechazdoi v'tuvo yisborach, she'enoi nifsak loylam, to have faith and confidence and trust in Hashem's kindness and Hashem's goodness, which is infinite. Ulechazek esatzmoi b'chol eis mechodosh, b'chol mash yuchal. And for the person to give himself encouragement, to get encouragement, new encouragement from whatever he possibly can get encouragement. Kemavur b'dvoreinu kamo sichos kedoshes v'nairois b'ninze. As we find in our Sforim, many important discussions on this topic. Poik ayin v'tishkach. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, go take a look, investigate, and you will find what Rabbeinu Zal writes about this. Ashrecho im toiches bohem. Lucky will you be if you'll be zeicha to hold on to them, if you'll be zeicha to take Rabbeinu Zal's advice the right way in knowing how to interpret what you learn in these Sifrei Musa correctly. Not to take it negative, not to take it as something that pushes you away from Hashem, but rather as something that encourages you to be more serious, to get more serious, get your act together and straighten out and start improving.